Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Jesus ever since. Well, friends, I'm feeling better. Now they got me on shots, and I couldn't give them to myself, so my wife has to give them to me. And you know what? They don't hurt, but they're going to try to get my blood sugar back in shape. A lot of people listening to this broadcast have diabetes, and you know the trouble we have. Weight gain, all that stuff. But God knows how to handle it, and I'm trusting Him to make me well. Well, listen, folks, I'll be with you for a half an hour tonight. I wish you'd just kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour your glass iced tea or a cup of hot coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Here's our thought for the day. Most of modern man's trouble comes from the fact that he has too much time on his hands and not enough on his knees. We've labeled this message, How Near Closing Time. And I'm taking my reading from the 24th chapter of Matthew. And I'm reading from the 11th verse. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Well, according to verse 3, these were very curious disciples. And as they sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming and of the end of the world? What shall be the signs of the coming? Many people have repeated this question throughout the centuries. Oh, ever since I've been a Christian, I've been hearing that Jesus is coming, and He is. Beloved, Jesus Christ is going to return. He's going to rapture His church. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, just the Baptist, or is it Pentecostal, or the... No. The only ones that will be raptured are those that have repented of their sins and received Christ as your Savior. Now, tonight I'm going to ask you, when you die, where are you going? Well, you say, Cecil, be honest with you, I really don't know. I'd like to go to heaven, or I'm planning on it. That won't get it. That don't get it. The Bible, 1 John 5:13, this is written, that ye may know that you have passed from death unto life, means you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Your sins are under the blood of the Lamb. Jesus, who knew no sin, went to the cross of Calvary, and He laid down His life. They didn't take it. He laid it down. Why? Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus answering the question of the ages. This chapter gives signs of Christ's return. Now, do they describe conditions at our time of day? I hope to kiss a pig it does. Now listen to verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers manners. You think that isn't taking place today? Well, if you haven't, you got your head in the sand. Oh, we're having more earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, you name it, we've had it. Well, and you know what, beloved? We see these homosexuals walking up and down the street and saying, we're proud, we were made this way, God made us this way. That is a lie out of hell. And beloved, if you are a homosexual or you're a lesbian, let me tell you what, I'm not mad at you. But I'm telling you, if you don't repent, if you don't turn your back on that old way of life and come to Jesus, you will burn in hell. That's what the Bible says. Don't take my word. Wars have been evident throughout history. In our time, however, war is far more deadly. Weapons of immense power to maim and to kill. Weapons that reach across continents in minutes. Did you know, my ship, during World War II, we took a load of Marines into Nagasaki, and I saw the devastation of that atomic bomb. It's enough to make your hair stand on end. A great big city, I don't know, 500,000, 600,000, 800,000 people, flat, nothing standing. That atomic bomb is treacherous. But they tell me, I don't know, but that cobalt bomb is even far greater. In fact, the matters they say the atomic bomb is like a little firecracker. Well, Paul adds the peace dimension in this prophecy. Peace to seem almost within our grasp. The passion for peace in the Middle East. Oh, my stars. How many years have we been talking about Palestine and Israel? Oh, they act like they're just about going to get thing going, and then someone pulls a dummy and shoots a bomb or something, or a rocket over there. And our own president is not really a firm believer in Israel. And beloved, I'm going to tell you something, you better love Israel. They're God's chosen people. You better love them because they are his chosen people. I don't understand all that. Honest, I don't. Success for lasting peace to seem promising. Then, suddenly, destruction. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-3. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Well, the travail of nature, verse 7. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers manners. Friends, if you've ever been to Haiti, and I've been there, of course I haven't been there since that terrible earthquake and stuff. Oh, I feel so sorry for those people. Now, there was millions and millions of dollars was designated to give to those people. Who got the money? You know, Mr. Clinton and Mr. Bush were heading that up. They still don't have any houses. They still don't have any plumbing. And, you know, anything that the government handles, you can best assured it's going to be problems. See, I'm for smaller government, and I think anybody with common sense is for smaller governments. Now, famines brought by floods and drought, pestilence, disease from disaster, HIV. Oh, Africa is so full of that. Just a second, please. Guess what I had? A little drink of lemonade. I guess I shouldn't tell you that, but I bet you some of you said, you know, Cecil, lemonade sounds pretty good. I think I'll run in and I'll hook me up a lemonade. Well, that's good for you. It sure don't hurt you. But, you know, now in Haiti, that's a breeding place for multiplying bacteria. Oh, they're going to get cholera. Oh, my stars, my heart goes out to them. Earthquakes increasing steadily and becoming more violent. Look at the floods down in Australia. The whole cotton picking city's gone underwater. What a disaster. But beloved, let me tell you something, and I hope you don't get mad at me, because I don't want you to get mad at me. But you know what? I believe God is trying to get our attentions. Will you go with that? Well, maybe you won't, but I believe that. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, friends, if you're unsaved, God is looking for you tonight. Tell you something else. You may be having a tugging at your heart tonight. You can't understand it. Maybe you want to cry. You don't know what's going on, but something's going on in your life. Perhaps it's God's Holy Spirit, and he's reaching out and he's saying, Jim, Betty, Pete, whatever, come to me. I love you. I died for you. I want to take you home to glory. See, this is not our home, beloved. We're just sojourners passing through. Oh, this is not our final home. Mm-mm. Well, let's look at 32 and 35, signs of the nation. Turn it over here, 32 and 35. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all things shall be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Oh, the sign of Israel, now a nation, the fig tree. And all the trees, and I find in Luke 21:29, and he spoke to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, and take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and cares of this life, so that day shall come upon you unaware. Well, you know, he's going to come as a thief in the night. No, we don't know. I don't know. You say, well, Cecil, I heard a preacher on TV the other night. He said Jesus is coming the 12th of this month. Well, he's a false prophet. He absolutely is a false prophet. Because if he read the Bible, only God the Father knows when Jesus is coming back. That's a fact. He's the only one who knows it. But he said we're to be ready. Well, how do you get ready? Well, it's very simple. First of all, the Bible said we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's because of what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. They sinned, they were cast forth. So you and I now possess the Adamic nature. Now, beloved, whenever you get mad and lose your temper, that's the old Adamic nature jumping up at you. That's the truth. We need to keep that under control. Well, all right. European Union, the revived Roman Empire, China's growing military capabilities, Hey, you know, China's over here right now trying to cut a deal with our spineless president. He sure is. And you know what, dear friends? You know why we are going under? Because we borrowed so much money from China. And they're taking all of our trade, all of our people. Hershey, Pennsylvania, one of the greatest chocolate manufacturers in the world, moved down to Mexico because they couldn't pay the taxes. And so they got cheap labor, and so they can compete. Well, China, we can't compete with them with that labor that they have. I'll tell you something else. Years ago when I was driving a truck in the rescue mission up in Grand Forks, Bellingham, Washington, these Japanese freighters would come into Bellingham and they'd load up these logs and they would haul them all across the sea to Japan and they would make plywood and they would come all the way back to America and they would sell it for $3 a sheet less than we could manufacture it right here in America. That's what's going on. Our government hasn't stood up and protected us. The unions have truly did a lot of damage to our country. Now, I believe I did believe in the unions at one time because they did keep the wages up, but now they're so corrupt. You don't know they're corrupt. Go to New York City. Go down to the docks. They're all run by the mafia. Practically all garbage dumps in America are run by mafia. Oh, you didn't know that. Well, the Middle East as the powder keg of the world. Now, the signs of increase in iniquity, we read in 36 to 39, naked and ye clothe me not. Is that right? No. Excuse me. Oh, my stars. Did you know Cecil just made a boo-boo? Just made a mistake. All right. Here we go. But of the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Didn't I tell you that a minute ago? But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Conditions to be just like those in Noah's time. People living for the pleasure of the moment. Oh, my dear friends. Whew. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Alcohol and drug are used rampant. Violence increasing every day. There is not a night in Denver there isn't three or four gang members are killed. Have you noticed in the schools or the shootings, that thing over in Arizona by a crackpot? Well, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. Conditions also to be like those in Sodom. Immorality on the increase. Perversion accepted as normal. Well, let me tell you something. It's a shame, but we have more young girls that are pregnant. I remember years ago when I was a director of the mission in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I'm telling you, friends, you won't believe what I'm going to tell you, but this teacher called me, and she said, Cecil, would you come over to our school? We have got 12 or 13 girls in my class that are pregnant. And she said, I know that you know how to speak against those things, and I did. And I was up there talking to him, and there's a guy, great big old football player, sitting about third from the front, kept eyeing me. And I said, you know, girls, these football studs, they think they're hot stuff. And I said, then you want a date with, oh, you'll die to get a date with them. You go out and you date them, and then you get pregnant. What do they do to you? They send you to a home for unwed mothers. What does that football player do? He goes free. And, my friends, that was the man that was guilty. Oh, I'm telling you, he fried that day. Well, listen, let me read to you in Revelation 9:13. And the sixth angel sounded and heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great rivers Euphrates. And the four angels were loosened, and they were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard a number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and the jacket and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was a third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and heads that with them they would do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, and they should not worship devils, and idols in gold and silver and brass and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, and nor hear, nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. Beloved, listen, the day is coming soon that Jesus is going to come back. Do you see these signs on the rise today? What are you doing to prepare for the closing time? Have you received Christ as Savior? Are you living daily in His will? Are you seizing opportunities to tell others of Him? If you're not, you're not a very good Christian, I'll guarantee you. I'm not saying you're not a Christian, but you're not a very good Christian. Someone said to me, Cecil, I drink beer. Am I a bad Christian? I said, you're not a very good one. You sure not a very good one. I'm not saying you're not a Christian, but you're not a good one. Beloved, let me ask you, if you were to die today, now He's coming back. Are you ready for that hour? When that archangel sounds, the trump of the archangel sounds, and you'll see Jesus appearing in the clouds with outstretched arms saying, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Tonight, some of you have a tugging at your heart, you sure do, and you don't understand it, but it's God's Holy Spirit saying, whatever your name is, I love you. I want to put you I want to put your name in the Lamb Book of Life. I want to take you to heaven when your life is over. Do you want that, Jesus? I did 55 years ago, an old drunk, fell upon my knees and cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. If you'd like to trust Jesus tonight, here's a prayer I'm going to lead you in. It's the most powerful prayer. Don't pray it unless you mean it. And Heavenly Father, in the very precious name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to forgive my sins. I realize that I am a lost sinner. And tonight, Lord, I'm opening my heart and receive you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, get on a phone call, 303-471-8534. Oh, friend, I won't use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church. I'm only concerned where you spend eternity. 303-471-8534. If you can't afford the call me collect. I'll accept the charge. I'm waiting for your call. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Thank you, dear ones, for listening. Oh, I prayed I said something that would encourage you. And friends, if you're lost, please come to him. He does love you. No, you're not a bad person, but the Bible said if we haven't repented, we are still lost in our sins. When you repent and ask Jesus in, your sins have been forgiven, your name written Lamb Book of Life, and you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Well, I want you to continue to pray for my wife and I and pray for our health, that God will keep us going here. You know I love to preach. I love to tell people about Christ, and I love to win souls. And I wouldn't want to be a preacher if I wasn't winning souls. I would think that's just completely different from what the Bible teaches. If you're called of God, you'll go out and work for him. Everybody has a call that's a Christian. You don't know what yours is? Well, ask him. He'll tell you. Well, friends, until it's time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Oh, keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.